As technology and analytics become more and more a part of winning football games, the more the Broncos are trying to stay on the cutting edge.
Okay, so I get in from practice. I'll take the monitors, right? They each have a player's name and number on them. So they'll be on from the practice. So I'll just turn them off, plug them into the docking station here. Then I'll take them over to the computer and download the data.
These days, that means tracking a player's every move during practice.
You can get a guy's max velocity. So if you've seen on TV, you see, you know, a little tracker deal. So we can tell him, hey, last practice you got up to 18 miles an hour. DT and some of the other guys have reached, you know, high speeds at practice, and DT's fast, right? So he's going to look fast no matter what. But if you have someone that says, well, he reached this peak velocity in practice, now we know that he's going to maintain his speed throughout the year.
Assistant strength coach Anthony Lamondo puts the tracking devices in a pouch on the back of players' practice jerseys.
One thing that's really cool about these is they do a lot of the testing with the military on these. So, like, they're super durable. So this is coming right down on their pads. If they're on their back or they get hit, it needs to be a durable way to get the data.
After practice, the device downloads all sorts of data onto his computer, all within about 10 minutes.
And from there, it gives us, tons of data on anything from, you know, jumps to how many accelerations one of the guys had, how long were those accelerations, decelerations, all those things. So there's no limit to the data that you can get from it. You know, our job is to give them the information and hopefully, it's useful to them.
This is the second season the Broncos have done this, says Lamondo, who compares tracking a player to monitoring the wear and tear of a car.
For a lot of the guys, it makes them feel like we are trying to deliver the best product we can and take care of them the best way we can, and having this technology to do it really helps us.
The data is not always black and white, says Lamondo, because there's so many variables in what ultimately leads to a player's performance. And that's why there needs to be a large sample size before the data can lead to significant changes. At the UC Health Training Center, I'm Phil Milani for Broncos TV.